Actually, as I close these comments, I have to admit it came as no surprise to me that every member of Congress elected to oppose my lawsuit. I suppose when the choice for the members of Congress was prison or patriotism, even though my lawsuit provided that any member of Congress who did not oppose it was automatically exempted from that suit, the members of Congress will choose neither. I had discovered most of this criminal law violation during my research for Walker v. United States. I withheld it in that lawsuit because I naively expected the government simply to obey the law of the Constitution. Why, I said to myself, should I hurt members of Congress and their families by having their entire careers and lives wrecked with the scandal of a criminal conviction? Why, when the members of Congress had 100% political cover for issuing a call, because the call is peremptory, should I expect anything but loyal American patriotism to the nation they served, and therefore obedience to that nation's law, including its highest law, the Constitution of the United States? I was, of course, disappointed. So, by the time of Walker v. Members of Congress, it was obvious to me the government had no intention of obeying the Constitution. So this time, that meant nothing would be held back. The simple fact is that at no time in the entire legal proceedings, from my first filing to the last, did the government ever indicate, even once, that it would obey the law of the Constitution. Now we have a government that says officially it doesn't have to obey the law and has violated criminal law. So now what? We Americans have a simple, obvious choice. We can either be slaves or we can be free. We have a constitution. That constitution states it is supreme law. It states all citizens of this nation receive the benefits, immunities, privileges, and responsibilities that document imposes on them. That law demands that all public officials who are chosen by us to govern us must obey that law. These officials have now chosen not to obey that law. They declared this in open public court, that they have a right to disobey that law. Thus, they overthrow that law. They admit they committed criminal acts by doing this. We can either accept this or fight it. If we accept it, we then accept the segregation that allowing these officials to break the law creates. Then we accept two classes of people in this nation. One class rules over us and can break the law. The other class, ourselves, we, the people, serve these tyrants as slaves. The Constitution was specifically created to prevent this from happening. But that protection only exists if Americans are willing to fight for it when necessary. Otherwise, we will be slaves. People often ask me why I want an Article 5 convention. My answer is simple. First, because the law says so. Second, I don't like slavery.